Sir. Set.
Is it ready? Yes. Is this on?
Yes, sir.
Now it is. I have to have a green light, right?
Yes.
If everybody will take a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, if everyone will take a seat, we're going to begin the meeting. Welcome to everybody for the first meeting of the Arkansas Independent Citizens Commission for 2017. Thanks to all the commissioners for being here today. Thank you for media attendance and ladies and gentlemen that are in the audience. So we're going to have a full agenda. But let me just say first, the reason I'm here is chair. I'm the vice chairman. I have the privilege of serving that capacity on this commission. Chairman Ross has had another family emergency illness of his brother, and it was a serious operation. He called me late yesterday afternoon and asked would I help guide you along for this meeting, and so I'm happy to be here. And what we're going to try to do, I'm calling it to order now, and then let's go ahead and if we have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, which was December the 14th, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. All right. Here's what I'd like to do, but I'd like to hear from members of the commission first, if they're comfortable with this. We've got a quorum here. There's Councilman. Yeah. We've got a quorum here today, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again.
Thank you
for being with us, for giving us guidance. I think this is appropriate because if we're going to receive a check, then we need to do something of substance here today. And we've got a full agenda. And if nothing else, I think this will be a real good informational sharing time. I don't propose, unless it's more of a house cleaning matter or clearly of no meaningful substance by way of controversy or disagreements of opinion, then I think we ought to just not vote today until the full on anything of serious substance here, until the full commission is here. Stephen Tipton and Stewart are not here, and then of course Chairman Ross is not here. Are there any feelings one way or the other? Is there any complication, counsel, to doing that?
I don't see any.
Chairman, while I somewhat concur with that, I would think we would want a time frame to come back, and if we can't get a full quorum, that we should vote, let's say, within a four-week time frame. We're going into summer, and we had difficulty getting a quorum last year, so I don't want us to become inactive because we don't have a quorum. And I don't mind deferring it once and to discuss it and bring the others in.
What's that for?
Okay.
Oh, that one. So I didn't have it on after all? I've been over here since 6:30 this morning practicing.
Was my mic not on?
No, ma'am. Try it now.
Now it's on.
You have to turn yours off for them to turn theirs on.
You better sit down up here. I see that coming now. I understood. Did the audience hear exactly?
Could you all hear me down there? We might ought to move you up.
I think that's a wise suggestion. Why don't we do this, and we'll come back to that by way of a motion. What I would like to do next is to read what appears to be a full agenda. Some of it may be for discussion purposes only, I don't know, but we'll just find out while we're here today. Salary adjustments per Article 19 Arkansas Constitution. Is that just the general format, do you think? Is that why that's on there? Who prepared the agenda? Did you?
Mr. Ross.
Oh, he prepared it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Then the next item is discussion for consideration of salary adjustments for prosecuting attorneys, divisions A and B. Is there anybody here from the Prosecutors Association that would be able to comment more as we go through the program? discussion for consideration of salary adjustment for the justices and judges of the Arkansas Supreme Court. I know we've got Chief Justice is here today. Justice, glad to see you. And then the next one is salary adjustment for constitutional officers, salary adjustments for the General Assembly members, and public notice of proposed salary adjustments. And then lastly, the next meeting date. So obviously he's thinking ahead too, which I fully concur with. All right, so why don't we go ahead and if you don't mind me taking this out of order, and let's talk about the next meeting date. You want to talk about a date now, or you want to wait till the end of the meeting?
Let's wait till the end.
Okay. All right. The first item of business then is the salary adjustments per Article 19 Arkansas Constitution. I don't know that I can give you much guidance on that as far as specifics of substance. So, commissioners, weigh in on it.
Chairman Banks, I would be interested, and I'm sure there's someone in this room that could tell me whether there have been any salary or COLA adjustments in general for all the state employees. So much of what we've done in the past has been based on what the state is doing overall. That doesn't mean we have to follow that, but that's what I would be interested in knowing.
If there's nobody in the general audience that has a substantive response to that, I would bet you that our friends with the media can tell us whether that's transpired.
There was a fiscal 16, there was a 1% cost of living adjustment. There's no cost of living adjustment in the current fiscal year. They did that so they could do a pay plan study. Next fiscal year, they're implementing a new pay plan, which is aimed at trying to boost up the salaries of lower folks, like foster care, caseworkers, stuff like that. And there's going to be each employee will be guaranteed a 1% raise, and then the people that are their minimum salaries are being boosted will get above. So I think they said about 54% of the employees will get above a 1% raise.
Of state employees,
right?
And that'd be all employees across the
all except higher ed.
Okay.
And higher ed.
Has the 1% been funded yet?
Yeah, it's in category A.
Okay.
All right. Not cut.
For clarification, cost of living or raise? Which is the 1%?
If they're implementing the pay plan, it's not a cost of living raise.
Okay.
I mean, they've changed the pay plan, so they used to give merit bonuses. What they found was back in 2009 when they changed the merit bonuses, that created problems. And so they overhauled the pay plan in 2009 because they gave merit bonuses, which were one time, that caused problems with the pay plan adjustment. So it didn't have the effect. So now they're going back to giving merit raises. And it's not clear if they're going to, fiscal 18, if they're going to give, I mean, I presume they're just going to do the pay plan adjustment and give them the merit raise.
Can I inquire, because since I apologize, and those of you that know I was not here for the 16 meetings due to medical issues, which I'm glad to say are now repaired. But do we have legal obligation to consider the COLA increases by the state? Or is it more of a benchmark like all the other factors we considered last year when we made changes?
Well, we considered both when we originally met. We looked at cost of living,
right,
because some of the judges,
right,
were receiving cost of living. I can't remember, you're stretching me, I should have pulled all my notes. But we did look at that.
Right, right, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, certainly I think that was a factor.
Go ahead. I'll turn mine off now.
I think that was a factor in deciding not to do any adjustments during the last fiscal year, but I don't think we're tied to it.
Right.
in any way.
Okay. All right, is, as to salary adjustments for Article 19, do we have anybody here, and let me just take prosecutors first, I suppose. Anybody here that would like to be heard and address the commission on the issue of salary increases for their respective groups pertinent to the discussion we just had? If there's a COLA increase or an inquiry, then that's what we want to do today, is get this on the record as to what it is we're being asked to consider. I think there's a letter in here too. I don't mean to jump around, but I'm freestyling, and that's from the Judicial Council. We'll get back to that in just a minute. Anybody from the Prosecuting Attorney Association? Well, you're out. Okay. Does anybody else have any comments or thoughts about what they, if anything, are asking us to do? Does anybody will accept hearsay for today's meeting? Okay. Let's go then to the justices and judges of the Arkansas Supreme Court. Chief Justice, I know you're not here just to watch me work, so let's go ahead and have you come and welcome to you. Thank you for taking time to be here with us today.
Any preferences for us where you want me to be seated?
As far as I'm concerned, I think that heretofore, because of the logistics of the room, we keep it that far in. But if you're not uncomfortable, join right in with us. You can sit right there where you are.
I'd rather be a little.
And then again, if you'd rather have my seat that you're accustomed to, then I'll get down and let you come up here.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Chairman Banks and members of the Commission, thank you for this opportunity to present these proposals for your consideration for salary adjustments for the justices and also for the judges of the state. And let me recognize some of the other judges that are with me here today.
Thank you, for sure. Chief
Judge Rita Gruber from the Court of Appeals, Judge Mary McGowan, the past president of the Arkansas Judicial Council, and Circuit Judge here in Little Rock. Also Marty Sullivan, the interim director of the Administrative Office of the Courts. David Guthrie, Circuit Judge from El Dorado, and also president of the Judicial Council. Wiley Grant, Circuit Judge here in Little Rock, and also president-elect of Judicial Council. And then seated in the back of the room, District Judge Andy Gill. So I want to recognize them and appreciate their appearance here today.
Thank you.
What the judicial branch is proposing is a 2% increase salary adjustment for members of the district court, for members of the circuit court, and for members of the Court of Appeals. And the Supreme Court of Arkansas respectfully requests an increase of 11%. And you have a handout, which I believe you've been presented, which is proposed judicial pay plan. The first page there gives a grid of a comparison with four of the states that were used 2 years ago in the presentation of salary for the Supreme Court, with four states: Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, and Louisiana. And since the presentation of the salary request 2 years ago, each of those four states have raised the salary of their Supreme Court justices. And the current salary as of January 1st this year for each of those states is reflected here in this new grid, with Arkansas's current salary for the associate justices there at the bottom of 166.5. And the request that the Supreme Court's making is kind of twofold. One is to establish a pyramid, and there is a diagram on the second page which reflects this pyramid, which would reflect then salary tiers, first with the state district court judges, which currently is $140,000, Next level above that would be the circuit court judges, which is currently 160,000. It reflects what the 2% increase would be for each of those. And the court of appeals judges, which is 161.5, and with the chief judge's salary 164, with the projected 2% increases. And then the Supreme Court associate justices and the chief justice's salary. The grid would have a pyramid then. Our proposal would be the district judges would be at 140,000, the trial judges and circuit court would be 160, with the court, with the Supreme Court justices then being at 180, with the increase above that of approximately 2.6% for 184.8, 115 for the chief of 199.8. And this would be comparable to the raises at the other states that were considered, these other four states that were listed here, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, and Louisiana, have given, and also established this tier. And would mention that this past fall, the governor proposed, or at least, excuse me, let me correct that, the Arkansas Legislative Council proposed a salary increase of 8% for state government attorneys. Now, it's my understanding under the new salary proposal that would be effective going into effect July 1, that has been reflected as a 6.5% increase for those attorneys, and also for the IT people, the information technology, approximately 6.5% raise under that new salary grid. So that's part of the reflection there, and also we've got the figure here as far as the increase in the University of Arkansas General Counsel position last fall from 132,000 to 190,000. So give you those that information for comparison purposes. And let's see, Marty, did you have that other information you already distributed? Okay, so Marty, I believe, has some other information as well that he's distributed for your consideration. So hopefully you consider that, you know, entertain any public comments, and hopefully favorably act on our request.
And as we look at the salaries and the proposed raises, one of my first questions would be, does the benefit retirement package differ from your top two tiers compared to your other four? Do they all have the same retirement and benefit health insurance package?
Have the same health insurance package as the state offers, and the district court judges have a separate retirement plan from the circuit and appellate judges. We've got it's a two-tier plan depending on the time of service. New tier is for actual service, and it's a percentage of, I believe, 3% per year, or 3.5% per year. Is that correct?
3.2.
3.2 per year for actual service. I'm in a tier where I think it's 2.5, but it's a retirement plan that's comparable to each other.
And as we look at those other states and their current salaries, and we look at Arkansas, how does the benefit package compare? Do they receive comparable benefit packages?
I apologize. I'm not sure what the benefit package is. I know currently Arkansas ranks 29th in the nation as far as salary for justice on the Supreme Court. And even
Thank
the raise would still be within the norm.
Thank you.
Chief Justice, thank you. I want to ask just a question. I'm sure the commission got it the first time, but did I understand you to say that one group of state employees was proposed by the governor to get a 6.5% pay increase, or that it's already in?
Well, that's my understanding. They're working on this new salary grid.
Okay.
Which I understand will be going into effect with the new fiscal year, July 1. The proposal was for 8% last fall. It's my understanding that for attorneys within state government, it would be approximately 6.5% increase in salary.
And I should know this, but I slept a long time last year, I guess, and didn't pay attention like I should. But is that implemented as law by the legislature as we sit here today, or is it a proposal of what's going to transpire in January? Is it law? In other words, 6.5% is going to be the law here.
It's my understanding that it has been approved.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. That's what I was trying to.
So it will affect with the new fiscal year. My understanding.
Okay. Is any of the literature that he's going to hand out or has handed out going to address more specific questions about the proposal that you make? In other words, the benefits include mileage or that kind of thing?
I will mention that circuit judges receive mileage for traveling within their judicial district from their home office. Court of Appeals judges, I understand, receive mileage because they are elected in districts throughout the state, so they receive mileage from their, their home to the state capitol. Justices on the Supreme Court do not receive mileage. District judges, I'm not sure on district judges. They do receive mileage, so district judges do receive mileage.
Well, the reason I asked the question is because Chairperson Graves made a good point about benefits package. I don't know what that really means. I was trying to quantify it as to whether that's going to take up your proposed salaries way on up there higher than what we have here. Do you know what that benefits package might? And I know we need to get more information next month, but do you know now whether or not the benefits package has been quantified in value as to the salary?
I do not.
Okay. Well, it wasn't really a fair question. I'm just trying to figure it out.
The judges have the availability of getting state insurance or insurance through the state plan, just like any other state employee, my understanding. And then, as I mentioned, there's mileage, which apparently all the district judges, circuit judges, court appeals judges receive, but the Supreme Court justices do not receive mileage.
Are there any other questions? Any other comments from any of the judges that are here? Anyone want to address this commission? Judge Guthrie?
If I can provide any additional information, just let me know.
We will, Judge. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Just a couple of points to make. First of all, the plan that we propose is a 2% plan. It is consistent with economic indicators. We think it is modest and reasonable and certainly appropriate. The raise that this commission gave to the judges 2 years ago was substantial and significant, for which we are most grateful. It was generated because of a failure in the preceding years, off and on, to have these COLA increases, and the salary level in real money then fell behind economic indicators, and a substantial increase was therefore necessary. And we think that simply staying with COLA increases may be a little more palatable to the view of your work and certainly to the taxpayer. We do not like, as judges, to come hat in hand seeking these increases. It is reminiscent of the time when our staff were county employees and we had to deal with the quorum court, and some of us had six counties in our judicial district. So I can assure you we would much rather work with a system that is automatic in its application and does not require us to have to come to you seeking these raises. But the other point would be, too, that COLA increase would keep judicial salaries competitive with the private market. These are contentious times that we have. Courts continue to receive problems for resolution that used to be resolved in other matters. So we have to do that. We need the best and brightest solving those problems. And that would keep us competitive. So overall, I adopt certainly everything Chief Justice said, and we would help the district court also, as it too does a vital function in the heavy lifting, as they say, with the numbers in the judiciary. But we think it is appropriate, reasonable, modest, and certainly worthy of your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Anybody on the commission have any questions of Judge Guthrie? Thank you, Judge, for being here. Well spoken. All right. We're going now to the item of business, consideration of salary adjustments for constitutional officers. Anybody here? In fact, they may not have even had notice other than just it being published on the website of this agenda. So there's no criticism if nobody's here. Has anybody on the commission had any thoughts on the subject for preliminaries? Turn mine off. You ready?
You know, I'm grateful for the letter. Part of my personal concern is if we continue to let every year go by and we don't do anything, that we will indeed fall behind. And so I do think that the 2% is an appropriate and a reasonable request. And as we consider this before we meet again, I think that same 2% should be looked at for all the categories. Or we will, in 3 or 4 years, be looking at doing a sizable increase because we haven't done anything. So yeah, that's just my personal reflection on it. Thank you.
Anybody else want to comment on that in any capacity? I'm sorry, anybody else want to comment on that on the commission in any capacity?
In that regard, I think we should probably get someone here, and I don't know who it is, maybe someone from the Bureau of Legislative Research to explain what's going on. That Mr. Wickline mentioned some of those factors that he mentioned, the new system that's going into place, what's happening with COLA increases statewide and state government amongst, you know, your average state employees. And well, I don't know who that person is. Maybe somebody has a suggestion.
I bet you we can find that out right now. Both of your points are very well taken. And once again, I'm going to refer to our friends that were here covering us 2 years ago. Is there someone there at the Bureau that would routinely have this information that could be quickly and simply shared with this commission?
Tony Robinson is the...
Tony Robinson?
Yeah, he's head of personnel from here.
I'll entertain a motion that...
Kay Barnhill may be another person.
Who?
Kay Barnhill.
Okay. Thank you, Justice. I'll entertain a motion that we contact each and invite each to be here for the next meeting, and we're going to set that date here just before we adjourn.
Second.
Is there a motion? Second?
Second.
Anybody opposed? Passes. Thank you. And that yours was 2% for all the officers, right?
I think that's a serious consideration.
Got it.
Or
I understand. I think it's a good point.
Right.
Thank you.
Chairman Banks, maybe the four of us could agree on 2, 3, or 4 dates that we could send to the other three members while we were here.
Right.
So that we could pick a date within the next 4, no more than 6 weeks, that we could come back and we could invite to get more information as well, and have at least five or six of the commission here, if not all seven.
I fully agree. We'll do that here in just, I think, pretty short order. Is there any discussion here for necessary for salary adjustments for the General Assembly members? Next item is public notice of proposed salary adjustments. Somebody help me with that as far as today's business is concerned.
If I may, Chair.
Yes.
I believe the issue is probably not warranted right now. I believe Chairman Ross was concerned about what type of public commentary period was necessary in the event the commission proposed adjustments.
Okay. So we're premature on that for today.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, then we'll get to the 4 to 6 weeks, and let's have general discussion here on the record of what dates that any one of us propose. I like no more than 6 weeks, personally, if that works for everybody. So where would that put us? That would put us today's, put us up to...
Also, we got, new fiscal year starting July 1st, so I think the sooner we move, the better.
All right, then.
And I'm very flexible on almost any day, any time, except for the first week of June. I am out of state, but I'm very flexible. I'll make myself available.
All right.
The 5th. That very first full week, I am not available.
I got you. All right. Here's what we're going to do then. June the 19th or 20th or 21st would be...
And I'm good. 19th, 20th, 21st. Any one of those three. What about you, Mitch?
You good?
Yes.
Mitch?
I'm good.
Good?
Okay.
I'm good. All right. Then we're going to propose that by notice to the rest of the commission.
Which day do we pick?
All three.
We picked all three to give them leeway to.
Gotcha.
And that way we'll confirm when we get back with them and just in our own finalize the date and then give notice to the public. Is that fair enough? All right, let's see here. Hold on.
Robinson and Barhill.
Yes.
Is there any other old business to put before the commission? Is there new business of any sort to put before the commission other than what's been on the agenda? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for your time and attendance. We'll see you sometime on 3 days in July. I mean June, excuse me.
I'm going to say that.
Yes.
Dr. Rick is known.
Hey, good. In fact, I'm going to write it on my calendar so I can't lose it. See, I'm still old school. I can't.